This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2288. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 27th, Alaska, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Czechia, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Germany, Italy, Korea South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Luxembourg, Madagascar, Malaysia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Philippines, Romania, Spain, UK, USA, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, March 30th is the beginning of the A25 International Shortwave Broadcasting Season, which means many changes in frequency and times for the next 7 months. Not coincidentally, it's also the date when most of Europe goes on summertime or daylight shifting. This also influences many stations to broadcast their programs one real UT hour earlier, including our affiliates on shortwave and otherwise. We'll be giving you some of the new times and frequencies for A25 from several shortwave stations, beginning with Alaska, KNLS, via Alokesh Gupta. The four English hours are as follows: at 08 on 9695, at 10 on 9580, at 12 UT on 9795 and 7355, and at 14 on 9580. That is assuming both of their transmitters are in service. Denis Zuckby forwards news from the website of Radio Nacional da Amazônia, Brazil, about their adding some Spanish and English programs. Do you remember many years ago there was a one-hour broadcast in English from RNA? But the new broadcasts are only 10 minutes, apparently 5 minutes of each, starting at 22:50 local time, which converts to 0150 UT daily, starting 31 March local time, or UT April 1st, on 6180 and 11780. Rudolf Grimm in Brazil presides another listing of the status of Brazilian shortwave stations as monitored March 24th with their exact frequencies. No signal, but on the list, since they might be coming back, I guess, 4985 Radio Brasil Central, 5940 Radio Voz Missionaria. These were active on 6010.05 Radio Inconfidencia, 6180, of course, RNA, 9665.08 Radio Voz Missionaria, with a spurious signal on 9594.07. The always off-frequency Radio 9 de Julho, 9818.55. Radio Voz Missionaria, 11749.77. I know it varies somewhat. 11780, RNA. 11815, Radio Brasil Central. Very weak and distorted, and with a spur, a strong spur, on 11975.82. And finally, Radio Inconfidencia on 15189.81. I've been hearing South Asian music on 1650 kHz, which, among the few stations on that frequency in North America, has to be CINA in Mississauga or Toronto, Ontario. It's listed with 5,000 watts a day, 680 at night, and since I've not been hearing it much until now, I'm wondering if they're running more than their night power. Furthermore, on 1650, we're now hearing a continuous tone. It's not a heterodyne, but about 320 hertz. I strongly suspect that's coming from KSVE in El Paso, Texas, as they were doing the same thing overnight, although maybe not the exact same tone, for many months last year. These checks were before and after 07 UT on March 19th and 23rd. Chris Campbell forwards a story from the Global Times in China, March 23rd. Radio amateurs punished for illegally setting up stations to gather sensitive data and spread false information, according to the Chinese Ministry of State Security. One case involves suspicious devices near a naval port continuously intercepting sensitive signals. In another case, a Chinese national, surnamed Zhang, illegally set up a radio station to spread false info and disrupt social orders under the direction of foreign forces. He was promptly arrested. Penalties could range from 3 to 7 years in prison. As you might expect, China welcomes Trump's efforts to get rid of Radio Free Asia and other USAGM outlets. There was a story on March 24th from Beijing Review. That's bjreview.com. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending that on. It's titled The Dimming of the Beacon, A Global Mission Versus a Broken Home, The Tension Behind U.S. Hegemony. Also via Mike Cooper, a New York Times story of March 24th. Trump did what Castro's couldn't, take Radio Marti off the air, as well as TV Marti. As for shortwave, with Greenville out of action, 11860, 11930, and 13820, the daytime frequencies of Radio Marti have been missing and are still missing as of March 27th. But they might be coming back, and they might already be back on medium wave 1180 from the Florida Keys. On March 24th, Terry Cougar said, "My East Coast, Florida source is no longer hearing 1180, indicates the site is now locked down." Kai Ludwig in Germany refers to a story from cybercuba.com, March 26th, and concludes that everyone is locked out. It can only be automation playing old stuff. The CyberCuba story continued, "Federal employees of Radio TV Marti will be able to return to their positions this Wednesday, that is March 26th, after an unprecedented week of complete operational closure, amid administrative turmoil, mass layoffs, and critical reactions from the Cuban community." From Indian River City, Florida Libre, David E. Crawford tells us, March 26th at 23:45, Radio Marti 1180 kHz, via the Sisters Creek Island transmitter site, also known as Marathon, was back on the air, fair and readable peaks through the usual multiple co-channeled Radio Rebelde jamming transmitters. About the Czech Republic, via Mike Terry, news from radiovizi.eu, country radio has to stop broadcasting on medium wave 639 kHz after about a sesquiline as of March 31st. It received two of the old AM frequencies from the public broadcaster, which no longer needed them. This transmitter in Liblice uses twin antenna masts, the tallest construction in the Czech Republic. Running much less power, however, than the official station did, the city of České Brod has already issued a demolition permit for the mast. Country radio will continue on the other frequency, however, 954. Ecuador's last shortwave station, HCJB on 6050, used to sign off around 2:35 UT on weeknights, but extended until 0500 on weekends. But in the past week, we've been hearing it running much later, past 0500, according to many reports, apparently on the air all night, until they would sign on again at 0920. I've been hearing it, and it's interfering slightly with ELWA Liberia on the same frequency, which comes on just before 0600, and they also overlap a bit in the local afternoons and evenings. Much of this is in Spanish, which makes it obviously not Liberia, but they also have broadcasts in some native languages such as Quechua and Waorani. In the absence of Radio Marti and Cuban jamming, which seems to have disappeared completely from the former Marti frequencies, 6030 is now open for DX, such as from Ethiopia. I had a carrier at 0349 UT March 23rd, presumably Radio Oromia. It signs on at 0253. Ryan Howard has been listening to it via the remote in Ethiopia, but that's no longer necessary. It can be heard via a remote as far away as Vermont, he says, at 0340 March 27. Decent reception. Via Alakesh Gupta, we have the A25 schedule of Deutsche Welle. It shows only three broadcasts on shortwave, in Arabic and Amharic. Everything else, including some English, is streaming and or satellite only. I might point out that Deutsche Welle Television does a very good newscast, which we get via public TV in the U.S. Terry Colgan provides the April schedule for his Texas radio shortwave via Channel 292 Germany. It's the first weekend in April on Saturday and Sunday. Two broadcasts are intended for North America, on Sunday at 01 and 23 UT, both on 9670. The others are for Europe, April 5th at 15 UT and April 6th at 11 on 6070, and at 12 on 9670. The program will be The Music of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Via the remote in Holland, I was hearing bits of music on 10,000 kHz, along with time signals. In fact, it was Dance of the Hours, get it? It's the station calling itself Ital Cable, with IDs on the top of the hour. It's not in WRTH, along with real-time signal stations, so I suspect it is a pirate. However, Roberto Pavanello forwards some old information about it. It's been on the air for years, claiming they have 90 watts, and they do have some kind of authorization. Closing down Greenville, of course, also affects some other stations it had been relaying, such as KBS World Radio in Spanish at 01UT on 11880. As I was trying to TDOA its location, I heard them announce that they've moved that frequency to Wooferton, UK. I wonder if there's been any reduction in the Turco-Kurdish radio war since the PKK declared a ceasefire on March 1st. But on March 21st, Wolfgang Büschel via remotes was still hearing Radio Dengagil, believed to be via Armenia, 2 hertz below 11535 at 0815, while the Turkish jammer was on 11530 plus 3 hertz. March 27th at 1442, I was hearing choral martial music on 11540. Must have been the Turkish jammer, no sign of anything else. Who knows for sure what will become of the major USAGM shortwave relay site in Kuwait. But Radio Kuwait is still active on one frequency from its location, Kabd, K-A-B-D, monitored by Wolfgang Büschel on March 21st, opening at 08UT with a time signal and Quran prayer in Persian. That's a two-hour broadcast, and it's way off frequency, measured 7249.858. Give or take one or two hertz. Michel Frémy in Belgium of Radio Du Monde has news about Luxembourg on shortwave. A license to operate 4 transmitters in Jünglinster has been granted by the Minister Delegate to the Prime Minister for Media and Connectivity. The Belgian radio station Radio Onda won the tender for broadcasting on these frequencies. 6140, 1 kilowatt. 9530, 15190, and 25850, 100 watts. License is granted for a 10-year period and renewable, expiring for the first time December 31st, 2035. Radio Onda is the radio station for the Brazilian community in Belgium. It broadcasts online on DAB Plus in the Brussels region and on shortwave. Studios are in the Brussels railway station. The new facility in Luxembourg is intended to replace the current transmitter, which was in the Netherlands. But Michel says installation of transmitters and antennas has not yet begun. Nothing remains of Jungminster's old shortwave installations, except for the 49-meter antenna pointing towards Berlin, but it is unlikely to be used. Via Alakesh Gupta, here is the English schedule for A25 from Madagascar World Voice. African Pathways Radio is at 04 on 11825, at 18 on 13670, and at 20UT on 11965. They also broadcast to India on 13760, at 02 and again at 03. That is actually the same as on KNLS Alaska, the new life station. Other MWV frequencies are askew. I was hearing New Life in Russian March 22nd before 19UT on 9884.939, and after 19 another hour on 9844.943. Zaharias Langas in Greece was hearing Malaysia's only shortwave station, YFM, on 11665. On the air later than usual, signing off at 1415, March 22nd. It varies widely. David Potter in Gainesville, Florida, is successfully DXing some low-power Europeans, such as on 5955, Radio Veronica from the Netherlands. He'd been trying for it for 10 days, but managed to get it on the 23rd of March from 0410 until tune-out at 0503, very weak with some fading, pop music occasional DJ. It was somewhat better after 0430. WRTH lists 200 watts. A25 schedule from Radio New Zealand International or Pacific, effective 30 March. I'll round off the times. They start 1 or 2 minutes before the top of the hour. From 18 on 11725. From 19, 15720. From 21, 17675, all the way until 06, 13690. At 10, 11725. At 13740. That lasts until 17 or a bit earlier when it goes to 9700. There are variations, especially on Saturdays, and I'm not dealing with the other frequencies in DRM. Furthermore, New Zealand goes off daylight shifting time a week later, April 6th, which no doubt will change the times of many of its domestic program relays. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2288, a non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Philip Erickson, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, for support of SWL and WOR from a listener since 1977. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. As of March 18th, Ron Howard in California was still hearing Radio Pilipinas via the USAGM Tinang relay in that country at 0233 UT on 9475, 15640, and 17820. It might have been their last broadcast on shortwave, however, because Takahito Akabayashi in Japan reports on March 21st. No signal observed this week from these stations via USAGM sites. Radio Pilipinas at 0200 on those frequencies, and Radio Thailand at 13 on 9940 in Japanese. The Japanese programs of Radio Thailand have been successfully uploaded to YouTube, so the program production is ongoing. He says Radio Thailand and Pilipinas seem to have no alternative shortwave sites. I'm afraid the shortwave transmission from these two stations will be gone forever. But Chris Mackerel in New Zealand replies, could local interests buy the ex-U.S. relay stations in the Philippines and Thailand? Surely Doge would be happy to get some money for these useless assets. From HFCC via Wolfgang Büschel, the English schedule from Radio Romania International. I don't have time for the whole thing, but I'll give the ones for Western Europe and or North America. They are half an hour long if they start on the half hour, otherwise a full hour. At 11 UT on 15130 and 17630. At 17 on 15180 and DRM on 13750. At 2030 on 9740, 11975, and to North America on 21480. At 22 on 9740 and 11800. Midnight UT on 9550 and 11620. At 03 on 9740 and 11620. And at 0530 on 9750 and 11960. New A25 frequencies for token English from Spain. They don't give the time, but surely it will be at 22 UT for half an hour, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. To North America on 15500. To the Middle East on 15520. To Africa on 15390. Look at that. They are within 130 kHz of each other, not much frequency diversity, but to South America still on 17715. BBC Audibility in North America, not intentional, 9580 at 22 UT and 11645 at 23, have been via Philippines but are now listed as UAE, according to IBB monitoring via Peter W. Hansen. As for A25, Stephen Luce observes from the full schedule, a surprise, the two-hour BBC English evening beam to Southeast Asia moves 2 hours later to 12 to 14 UT via Madagascar, 21565. Same time as to South Asia. The morning beam to Southeast Asia remains at 22 to midnight on 15310 via Oman. Andia at Shortwave Radio, our affiliate in Germany, provides the new times for World of Radio starting March 30th due to local summer time. The following are on 3975 only. Friday at 22:30. Tuesday at 23:30. These are on 6160 only. Saturday at 14:30. Monday at 08:30, and Thursday at 16:30, and the following are on both frequencies: Saturday at 17:30, Sunday at 21:30, Monday at 19:30, and Wednesday at 19:30. Their overall schedule, with many other programs, 07 to 22 UT on 6160, and 17 to midnight on 3975. And World of Radio via IRRS, via AIM Italia 1323 kHz, Friday at 20:30, Sunday at 19, and Tuesday at 20 UT. Over the past week, there has been a great deal of pushback against the Trump administration's attempts to kill the Voice of America and other U.S. government radio services. But here's the latest news just in on March 27th from Reuters. RFERL says its parent agency has rescinded an order terminating its grant funding after it sued the administration over the cuts. Sister organization Radio Free Asia followed its lead and sued to block a move to cancel its funding. RFERL had sued last week to ensure it receives about $77 million that Congress appropriated to it. This is an encouraging sign that its operations will be able to continue as Congress intended, says CEO Stephen Capus of RFERL. I could easily have spent half the program or even the entire program covering all this. Of course, members of the World of Radio IO Group may read all about it. Via David Cole, The Economist on March 19th headlined the story, Voicelessness of America. Trump shoots his own global mouthpiece. Weakens America and supporters of democracy. Via Mike Cooper, Washington Post, March 20th. The void left by VOA will embolden U.S. adversaries. A letter to the editor from Gwen Dillard in Washington. In the empty space left by a silenced VOA, our adversaries will undoubtedly see opportunity. China and Russia are delighted to see the last of VOA and its 24/7 U.S. presence. It was an excellent return on investment, far cheaper than military hardware or boots on the ground. From the National Review, March 20th, via David Cole, Fix VOA, Don't Kill It. My sources say USAGM has shut down essentially everything for Africa. The only things left, apparently statutorily required, are Marti, Farsi to Iran, Mandarin to China, and maybe a service to Afghanistan. All other services to Africa and the Far East are gone. They also shut down all the feeds to local FM stations in Africa and elsewhere. On March 26th, this via NPR from David Folkenflik. A federal judge has temporarily barred the USAGM and Carrie Lake from moving ahead with plans to cut off all federal funds to RFERL. In the Wall Street Journal, via Mike Cooper, Yulia Chernova in Ukraine writes, News services like VOA helped save my family in the Chernobyl disaster. Ken Zicke in Michigan says, The USAGM budget was $950 million, which sounds like a big number until you realize it is something like 0.008% of the budget. In 2 months, the president has spent over $18 million, that is $110 million a year, playing golf. Seriously, he'll spend 11% of USAGM's budget chasing a white ball around a course, and nobody says anything about that. Stephen Michael Kellott in Ohio says, Apparently, Czechia is leading an effort to raise money in the EU bloc to keep RFERL on the air. So there is some good news. On March 21st, John Filiozzi observed, While VOA shortwave seems to be shut down for the most part, Internet audio is still going strong. Global English had African music mix during the 20 UT hour and music time in Africa at 21 on Friday. If nobody is home, so to speak, robotics must be still at work and not yet fired by Musk or Doge. Via Mike Cooper, an AP story, March 22nd, by David Bowder. A lawsuit filed on March 21st accuses the administration of unlawfully shutting down the VOA and asks a federal court to restore the outlet. It's filed at U.S. District Court in New York, brought by VOA reporters, Reporters Without Borders, and a handful of unions against the USAGM and Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake had described VOA as like having a rotten fish and trying to find a portion that you can eat. The AGM is a giant rot and burden to the American taxpayer. Via Mike Berkliff, a Foreign Affairs Committee press release, March 21st, Chairman Brian Mast issued a statement in support of much-needed reforms at USAGM. Its grantees are blatant examples of how the far left has hijacked your money and your agencies to support terrorist sympathizers, give cover to the CCP, and push anti-American propaganda at home and abroad. Michael Bew replies, Garbage statement by garbage man. Nothing but an excuse to further gut the federal government in order to give billionaires tax cuts. And John Filiozzi says, All pure BS. Is there need for reform and renewal? Yes, but not for the reasons he cites. Media has changed, its use has changed, and objectives have changed, or should have, since World War II and the Cold War. But throwing the proverbial baby out with the bathwater? There is no justification, none whatsoever, for that. Via Mike Barraclough, the International Coalition of Investigative Journalists says, reporters for Radio Free Asia, RFERL, and VOA could be forced to return to repressive countries where their work puts them at risk of persecution and imprisonment. Via Mike Cooper, China Daily says it makes no sense at all to continue funding VOA or RFE. Via Mike Cooper, Wall Street Journal says, Carrie Lake isn't telling the truth about the VOA. She says a new headquarters is a waste of taxpayer funds, but the lease saved the government more than $150 megadollars. In fact, that's written by Amanda Bennett, VOA director from 2016 to 20, and CEO of the U.S. AGM, 2022 to 25. Looking into some medium wave relay frequency details, on March 23rd, Mauno Ritola of WRTH says, these are mostly on the air, 621 VOA Diwa, 972 VOA Ashna, 1296 Azadi Radio, but 1188 and 1566 carry Radio Free Asia, not VOA. That is in Korean. In the medium wave circle, Steve Witt says about Djibouti 1431, no signal 23 March at 2215. Previous nights there was audio and a blank carrier. Wang Zidong in Beijing tells the British DX Club, all broadcasts of Radio Thailand, including Mandarin, are gone from shortwave, but can still be heard via YouTube. Via Mike Cooper, Haaretz in Israel reported March 23rd, the Trump administration is shutting down Al Hura, the U.S.-funded Arabic news network. On March 26th, our correspondent in Ukraine, Alexander Myatlikov, says Radio Liberty in Russian is still on 1386 kHz via Lithuania. At 1830 to 21 UT, new programs and fresh news every hour. And the online stream works 24/7. Their website is updated regularly, and so is Ukrainian. Alexander also got a message from Radio Free Asia, March 26th. Dear friends, last week RFA lost its grant and funding. Unfortunately, we are unable to confirm any more reception reports. If this situation changes, we will let you know. As our relay sites stop transmitting our broadcasts, currently we're still airing evergreen programming on limited frequencies, but it's unclear how long this will continue. Thanks for listening and also for your years of support and friendship. RFA's QSL team. One more. Via Mike Cooper, the Zimbabwean.co writes on March 23rd, the closure of VOA Studio 7 is a victory for tyranny in Zimbabwe. The oppressed people of Zimbabwe have lost another voice. So much more to cover, but no time, such as the administration's attempts to defund NPR and PBS. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued March 24th. Active to G1 to G2 storm levels, A in Kansas peaking at 35 and 6 April 5th, 40 and 6 on April 9th. Lesser but significant peaks of 20 and 5 on April 4th, 30 and 5 on April 8th, 25 and 5 on April 10th. The only quiet dates of 5 and 2 are March 30th through April 2nd. Solar flux rising from 160 March 27th to 185 by April 9th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2288, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.